Ear Candy Podcast, bro.
Live?
Live, baby.
Yeah, who's on there?
It's me and you and about 1,000 other people. Well, maybe. Listen, how you doing today, man?
I'm pretty good.
We got some good news. We got a date. We got August 4th for our next show.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that. So, we're not going to be dealing with same management, though, are we?
No, we're not. Turns out the place that we had our... I mean, here's a story for everybody. We had a show last year, Labor Day 2005, at a nice place that Raymond, one of our team members, had identified. And we had the show there, and the manager, the guy who owned the place, was a total asshole. He gypped us, and he really didn't, you know, do business with us right. So what's happening now, though, is that his business, he has partnered with somebody else who is good at what they do, and they're going to split responsibilities of the place. So one guy's handling the restaurant piece, the other guy's handling the entertainment, and that's who we're dealing with now. His name is Robert Matarazzo. This guy's been, he's been touring for a while. He's like, he's a professional. He's been in it since he was 15,
This guy knows about performing arts, whereas the other manager, it was obvious he didn't know. It didn't seem like he knew very much about performing arts whatsoever.
Obviously, and so I think this was probably one of the big issues that we had. That was because of that guy. So I mean, so we got a date now, and we're looking at, you know, August 4th, 2006. At Cafe Arabica in Morristown, New Jersey on Speedwell. And our website is CafeArabicaNJ.com. That's spelled ArabicaNJ.com. So we're going to have the place there. He's going to give us a good window for our, one of the bigger windows for our poster placement. So that's going to be exciting.
We're definitely going to pack the house. We did last time, and that was our first show. Everyone's been asking ever since.
I think so. I think we're going to pack it.
Yeah, we're definitely going to pack it, man. We have, you know, it was our first time last time. It was trial and error, we know. But we went our pros and cons now, so.
Let me ask you something.
The show will be that, just that much better.
Let me ask you something, Richie Rich. When, in terms of, you know, because we're going to be doing different things, obviously, we're going to do things different because, you know, we've learned a little bit from the last show, and so we're going to try to make this thing really, you know, nice and exciting. We're going to get together, probably Leah, Raymond, and I, we're going to get together and just come up with a basic task list of everything that needs to be done, and then we're going to, you know what I'm saying, like spread the work out and get everybody going. So we can meet our time frames. You know, we got get our artists and all of that. So that's going to be exciting. I think people are going to really enjoy this show because we're putting, you know, a lot of personal attention to it, and we've lessons learned and stuff. What are your thoughts on this new date that we have and trying it again at this place?
I think it's a good idea that we go back. It's a nice venue, and what day is August 4th? Is that a Friday or Saturday?
That's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday. It's a nice venue, and a Saturday night in Morristown. I'm sure we'll get a lot of people. I'm glad to hear that it's under...
I'm sorry, it's a Friday night. It's actually...
Oh, Friday.
Yeah, it's a Friday night.
That's even better.
That is much better.
People are going to be up and out after work. People are going to want something to do. What time are we going to start?
He gives us the whole night, and he's willing to open up much earlier to have us come in and set up.
That's what we need to do. We need to get in there like right after work and go in there and get everything mic'd up and do a proper sound check and have a dress rehearsal. We need to do all that. We didn't get a chance to do that last time. So.
No, the guy, I got to tell you, the guy is pretty...
The guy knows what's up. It sounds like he knows what's up when it comes to showtime.
Yeah, he does.
He was an entertainer himself.
He is an entertainer. I mean, he's been touring for years, this guy.
So he knows what the deal is. He knows all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what's going to make the biggest difference for us.
Initially, that's the type of person that we need to be working with.
Why don't you explain to people what, maybe you can share with the audience what the idea was behind Ear Candy. What was the concept? What was the vision in your mind?
To me, my mind, the vision of Ear Candy was about performing arts, just speaking the word or expressing the music, whatever it was, whatever the artist or musician or whatever their forte was. It was basically just getting their point across through words or some type of sound. And that's what we call it, Ear Candy, because it's just candy for your ears. When your ears, I need some more of that.
Did you,
I want some more candy.
You played, right, last show. What did you do last show?
I assisted the band and played the rhythm guitar. And I had a good time doing that. That was my contribution to Ear Candy.
Oh, yeah?
So.
Did you have fun?
I enjoyed it. I loved it. I had a ball being on stage and playing with the Ear Candy House Band. So hopefully if all is well, I'll make a return.
Hey, Richie, what's your background? Tell us about what your talent is. You play guitar?
Yes. I dip and dab on the guitar.
Yeah.
Yep. I just have fun. I enjoy it. You know, I learned the bass. I've always loved the guitar, so I wanted to teach myself, and I'm pretty much a self-taught guitarist.
Are you gonna get your hands dirty? We're gonna need some help doing a bunch of other things too.
Like
show night, you know, keeping the floor organized, making sure we're collecting from everybody. You know, collecting email addresses and make sure we continue marketing the company to everybody that's there that night. Like, you know, a lot of footwork we'll have to do while the show's going on, because right. This is our one marketing opportunity. You know, so we're gonna want to probably take advantage of that. You ready to get into that?
Yep. Yeah. Sure. Definitely. I also have a place where we can promote our stuff at. My cousin has a business here in Morristown, and
why don't we plug his business?
Yeah, we're gonna. He already said they're already down to do whatever we want. They'll put our flyers and posters in their window. They'll promote along with their store promotional card. So
excellent.
We'll be hooking up with those guys. And
so if anybody, I guess if anybody is in North Jersey or South Jersey, and you're listening to this podcast, please check the website out, earcandy.com. That's earcandee.com. And it's going to have the link to the podcast. It's going to have the flyer you can download. You can print it and put it, you know, put it where you want to put it. Right? You need some help.
Right.
Anybody want to help with the marketing, we definitely appreciate it. What are your... what are your hopes for this next show? What would you like people to get out of this next show?
I hope that everyone comes and enjoys themselves and basically just have a good time and hear what we have to offer.
Right, right.
Come see and hear and make yourself at home. And
so you're excited?
Oh yeah, of course.
Good. August 4th, 2006. Make sure you join the mailing list on the website so you know when things are going to happen. And
yep.
Send us some feedback, right?
What's that?
Send us some feedback.
Of course. Yeah, we'd like to hear feedback from everyone.
Get on the...
And also feedback on who should we expect to come.
Yeah.
Who's going to show up.
Who's coming?
We want to know who's coming. So you guys plug in and send some comments. Give us some feedback and let us know.
Excellent. All right, man. Well, that's going to be it for our podcast number 2. I want to thank Richie Rich from the Ear Candy team. This is Mo Betta, your host for the Ear Candy podcast. We will check you out soon. Next episode, hopefully, we'll have some spoken word from some of our star performers. But until then.
All right. Take it easy, man.
All right. Peace.